Lecture 15, Prosperity and Roman Patronage.
In this lecture, I wish to cover the achievements of the Roman Empire, or Asia Minor, during the Roman Empire. And in the last lecture, I discussed the Roman conquest and really the misrule of their provinces for about 175 years. And the last two decades of that Roman conquest and misrule were really marked by some of the most brutal of civil wars, and the cities of Asia Minor had suffered grievously from Roman armies that had plundered them in order to pay for those civil wars. In this lecture, I've got three major objectives in mind. First, the success of Roman rule in Asia Minor depended to a great extent on the role of the Roman emperor and what emperors attempted to achieve. And that would be the first topic we're going to deal with. The second topic we want to look at is to look at it at least from the eyes of the Greek or Hellenized upper classes in Asia Minor, what they made of Roman patronage, of the position of the emperors, and what they did in that relationship. And then the third section is to look at the physical remains of that relationship, particularly in its architecture and the archaeological evidence, which provides so much of the information about Asia Minor and the High Roman Empire. So those are the three big topics we're going to look at. Now, as to the first topic, as to the importance and the position of the Roman emperor and how Roman emperors directed civilization in Asia Minor, there's two points to keep in mind. And one is the Roman emperor was clearly far more powerful than any Hellenistic king. He had a magnificently trained professional army behind him. Asia Minor was but a group of provinces within this world Mediterranean empire, which by all standards is probably the most successful of all the ancient empires, at least in the Western tradition. And at the time of Augustus, perhaps anywhere from 20% to 25% of humanity were subjects of Augustus, of the Roman emperor. On the other hand, the Roman emperor was peculiarly more restricted than Macedonian kings in his relationship vis-a-vis Greek cities. And this is rather contradictory. The Roman emperor was bound by a series of political and constitutional traditions, all coming out of arrangements made by Augustus, in which he had to rule as a princeps, as a first citizen of a republic. This was important to win the cooperation of the Roman political classes, the great families who had staffed the high offices of state, and who sat in the Senate, which was the advisory council of the state, and under the Roman Empire was also, in effect, the Supreme Court of Roman justice. In order to achieve that end, the emperor had to pretend or comport himself, as it gets more accurate, as the social equal of the Roman ruling classes. And that meant socializing with them on a personal level as just another Roman senatorial, that is, a person of senatorial rank, and not as a king. In addition, he could not, even though he had the power, the Roman emperor could not exert the full might of his power without courting assassination. And this is borne out in a number of cases if one studies imperial history. Emperors who acted arbitrarily, who humiliated the upper classes, who failed to play the constitutional script written by Augustus, in the end were doomed. Now, this peculiar system of government, this strange monarchy, is known to us as the Principate, coming from princeps or prince, first citizen. And it originally didn't have any kind of monarchical overtones. The term princeps eventually gives rise to the modern English word prince. So that's the first point, major point to make about the emperors. Second, I think you can understand the relationship of the emperors to the cities of Asia Minor by picking three emperors in particular and looking at how they, in effect, mark important stages in that development. The first is obviously the Emperor Augustus. Augustus, who seized power in Italy in 44 BC and eventually got rid of all of his rivals by 31 BC, was hailed the first Roman emperor. He, more than anyone else, created the Roman Empire. He set in place institutions that would endure for over three centuries.